This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The terrible reality of the April unemployment report that we got this past Friday is going to be with us for a while. But there was a sliver of hope in all the doom and the gloom. 78% of the people who said they were out of work reported that they had been temporarily laid off. The big question then is how confident they ought to feel about going back to the jobs that they lost. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has been looking into worker confidence and economic reality.
Not long before stay-at-home orders went into place, Savannah Jordan started a dream job as a guest relations manager at a new upscale restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona. 3 days before the restaurant's grand opening, she was furloughed.
I was upset only because I was so excited to open up the restaurant and get started.
She's collecting unemployment, but she loves her job, and that's why she's not looking for a new one. Also, she's seeing states start to open up.
I'm in full confidence that we will open up soon. And once we do, we're going to be extremely busy.
A recent poll by the Associated Press and the University of Chicago says of people in households where someone has been laid off, 78% think they'll go back to their jobs. Matt Nodowadigdo at Northwestern University thinks that's a little optimistic, but not far from the reality, at least for now.
Every month that you say you're on layoff temporarily, there's some chance that that becomes permanent.
He says some industries will have an easier time rehiring, like healthcare and construction, jobs that are public necessities or where it's easier to follow social distancing rules. Dean Baker at the Center for Economic Policy and Research says restaurants and tourism will be shakier, but they may need to bring people back to take on slightly different jobs.
Part of the story is they're going to need people to pursue the social distancing.
In the meantime, Baker says the confidence furloughed workers are showing is good. It's what could actually save us from a longer downturn. When people believe they still have jobs waiting for them, they continue to spend money. And that keeps the economy going. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.